gave the point. Is that a fair result, you think?
I think overall it was a fair point, yeah. I think with the pitch playing a big part in it, I think we were I think we would have took a point before the game, if we're honest. I'm not a bad footballing team, and you know, we like to play football, but the pitch wasn't really conducive to that, and I think it showed really with the quality of football that was out there today.
Pretty sweet for you to come off the bench and grab the equaliser.
Yeah, like I say, I'm happy to score the goal, but I'd easily give the goal up for the team to get a win today. But on a personal note, yeah, I'm pretty happy.
You okay now? Because you had a bit of a, was it a neck injury or something?
Yeah, it's fine. I've spoke to Ali. We've worked with Ali and you know, the physios, and had a scan on it, and basically I'm not doing any damage, so basically just get on with it.
It's nice to keep this kind of unbeaten run going too, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what we're trying. We're just taking each game as it comes, and you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, he's only took a point today, but we'll obviously point out that we're unbeaten in, you know, whatever many games it is. So we're trying to look at the positives rather than the negatives, and just keep the games coming and take 90 minutes as they come.
Yeah, 7 points in a week isn't a bad return, is it?
Exactly, yeah. You know, if somebody said you're going to get 7 points out of the next 3 games, I don't think anybody would have stuck their nose up on it. So although we're disappointed to come out with just a point today, I think you need to put it into perspective, really.
It's a good sign, isn't it? If you're not playing particularly well, your manager said it was a little bit below par, you've not lost. I mean, that's a good sign, isn't it?
I think that, you know, goes to show the strength we have in the squad, that, you know, there was a couple of lads in the squad who, you know, weren't really on the game today, but, you know, the subs come on and we had a little bit of an impact and managed to, you know, get something from the game.
Just a word on your former club today, Keith. It's an emotional day at Deepdale. Just your kind of overriding thoughts.
Well, like I say, it's, you know, he wasn't a close personal friend of mine, but I know he was a Preston legend, and you know, I'm just sorry for his family, really. Just, you know, my thoughts are with his family.
Did you ever come into contact with him?
I came into contact once or twice. He seemed like a really upbeat guy. He seemed like a really nice guy, and you know, I didn't actually know who he was when I went to Preston, but it literally took me 2 minutes from when I signed with Preston to find out who he was and what he was all about. And when I actually met him, I was really in awe of the man. He was a really nice guy.